3 years later, here I am.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool out. It's pretty awesome. You know, go to the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Oh, it's totally awesome.
Really? You like it here now?
Oh, I love it, man. The pretty women and... Oh. And so, you know,
what are like some flavored chips?
Do you don't want them?
No, I want them.
No, no.
Okay, this is what we're going to do here before Charlie Parker leaves here.
All right.
Who gets the biggest?
You get all five of them.
Now, who gets the biggest draw?
You do.
They're not in order. You have to put them like this. There.
All right.
That's better.
All right. So I'm going to shake them up.
All right.
And pick one. Don't look. Just pick it.
Sort of strap.
Don't look.
I picked this one.
Don't look. Okay.
Can we get him now?
No, you gotta see who's got the long straw.
Oh, no.
Let
me get to eat them. They taste
I good. Hate these chips. They taste disgusting.
I like them.
But it was so wonderful to meet with y'all guys. I swear to God, I'll dream of y'all tonight, tomorrow, next week, whatever. Y'all just take care of yourselves, please.
Thanks, man.
Just all y'all gotta do.
You too. Good to meet you. What's your
name? Good to meet you. Charlie Parker.
Charlie Parker?
Yes, sir.
Take the desert mission.
Yes, ma'am. Charlie Parker.
Good to meet you.
Good name.
Good to meet y'all. All right, let's put our hand up here real quick. And let's say a prayer.
And let's say this. You're listening to www.skidrow.la.
Do it.
We're listening to www.skidrow.com.
Skidrow.la.
LA. And we're going to have a good time tonight, no matter what.
Yeah!
Hey! All right, guys.
Good to meet you, Charlie.
Good to see you, man. Y'all are good
some good people, man. Thank you.
It's
Thank
good
you.
To see some good people.
Air right now. All right,
so where's Scott at?
We gotta go catch a cab, so we're gonna go meet our people downstairs. So.
You don't have the keys to your car?
No, we got a cab. We got a
cab. Here, I got a key to the car. Here it comes right here.
All right.
Hey, pull that car along. Hey. Nah, just kidding.
Y'all, all right, man. Good to meet you, Charlie. We're
going to run,
man.
Good to meet you. All right. Bye-bye.
Later on, man.
Night.
Have a good one.
God bless y'all, man.
Later on, man.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks!
10, 5, 4, 3.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod. It's Thursday, September 29th, and we're having a party again at Skid Row Studios.
Shut up. We're trying to do a radio show. Keep it down. We're trying to do a radio show.
Are you talking to me?
No, I was kidding.
It's like I thought
librarian.
It was not my job to shut up. I thought my job was to do the exact opposite. Anyway, we're here with the Dharma Bums. Welcome, guys.
Ooh.
All right, man.
How you doing?
Sorry to keep you waiting, man. I was getting prepared for the game of Russian roulette we're all going to play tonight. Are you guys ready?
No.
Are all of you guys down for that?
I'm too young and too beautiful to die.
Hey, man, just give it up to fate, man. You know what I mean? Let fate decide whether you live or whether you fucking die.
Someone's going to win a lot of money.
I mean, you guys are all looking at the downside. There's going to be a lot of winners.
I've played this game before.
I'll take my chance.
Hopefully we all win tonight.
Yeah, man, it's gonna get all deer hunter up in here, man. It's gonna be all Mau Mau and shit.
You already got the glasses and everything.
All right, man, let's get this show on the road, man. We have the Dharma Bums, and I'm here with Dan and Patrick and Jeremy. What's going on, guys? We got and we got Cholo Car Wash, and we got Desiree, we got Esmeralda, Face I Don't Know.
Boom.
Welcome, everybody, to the More Music Radio Pod.
Irie,
man. All right, cool, man. So we're going to play some songs, but before we do that, you know, there's a lot of people in L.A. that are kind of annoying, and I've recently talked about those kind of people that are just really annoying. But check this out, man. Dope. There's a new Inside Affair story on even more, if you can believe it, even more annoying than hipsters.
Bagsters.
Check it out.
What's that?
Yeah, all right, man. Bagsters.
Stuff there.
So fuck, man. Is. What's going to be next, man? I fucking can't take it. Now with the Bagsters? Jesus Christ.
They're retro.
They're going. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it in the break or something. We'll see what we can do about it. Anyway, again, we have the Dharma Bums in studio, and we're going to play a couple songs and be back on the More Music Radio Pod.
Yo, motherfucker. You are listening to the More Music Radio Portal from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California, at skidrow.la. We'll be right back.
to www.skidrow.la, and we're going to have a good time tonight, no matter what. Yeah!
Hey! Hey!
All right, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're in studio with the Dharma Bums. What's going on, guys?
Hey, how you doing? What's up?
What's going on, man?
Jeremy doesn't have locks on his doors. That's why they're here.
What are you guys I met you guys before. What are you guys' names?
Huh? I don't think we met before.
There's Jose. Who else?
Pedro and
Pancho.
I'm Brian.
Mm-hmm. And this is Gabriel.
Gabriel?
I gotta introduce myself, Dick. My name is Gabriel.
and you're Dick.
I just did.
And we got...
And Joe sucks my dick.
And Joe, who plays guitar, sucks his dick. All right, cool.
Edward.
All right.
That's all right.
Awesome. What's that noise? Sound like some sexy noises.
He thinks he's not gay because he's the one getting his dick sucked, but that's just as gay.
Joe, we could talk about this later.
All right. Whatever.
Get yeah, man, you know what? I met you guys maybe like 4 years ago or something. You guys been playing about 4 years or something, right? Because booking over at Mr. T's Bowl, T-Bowl Tuesdays. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I remember that.
And that's how I met you guys, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys are doing really good.
Gus booked us.
No,
it
wasn't.
Gus?
No, it wasn't Gus.
Our first show there was with Manhattan Murder Mystery.
Yeah, that was the show that I booked.
You booked that show?
Yeah, I booked that show.
Dude, that was a genius show.
But Gus Hudson from he used to book at Mr. T's Bowl. Really cool dude.
He snaked all your
shout
bands,
out
huh?
to Arlo.
No, man, it's not about snaking bands. You know, it's just providing a place to play, man. And at that time, Mr. T's was already going down the drain, and so like the whole point of doing a T-Bowl too. What's that noise?
Joe, stop sucking.
You know what? No.
Is somebody sucking a dick right now, or what's going on?
That's Gabriel. He's jerking off.
Oh, all right.
What the fuck? Oh, it's Jeremy. There he is.
It's this guy over here. Secretly.
Cool. Well, that just fucking totally fucking threw me off my fucking train of thought.
Okay.
So I don't know. You guys take over.
You had that show at Mr. T's. And that kind of, I don't know, like we got to know a lot of people that night. Actually, I didn't, you know what, Mike, our old drummer at the time, he used to go on MySpace a lot. And one of the things that he did was he looked up the bands in LA. And one of the more popular bands at the time was you guys. So he was like hitting.
Who's you guys? I never heard of those guys.
Use wise guys over here.
You talking about the Mamones?
The Mormones. My mom says that. Oh, vas a ir a tocar con los Mormones?
Los Mormones.
She says no. She not Mamones, Dick. She says Mormones. She calls you guys los Mormones.
Oh, that's cool. It's better than Mamones.
But yeah, so Mike looked you guys up and. And you guys were in the scene with like...
You wanted to see if it was worth playing the show or like, who? What band is asking us
not
to play?
Not even, man.
I didn't give a shit. I was just like, all right, cool. This is a new place. I've never played this area. I didn't even know about Highland Park or about any of the surrounding areas. I didn't know what was going on in Highland Park or whatever. But like Mike found out because like it was like you guys 8-Bit and Ninja Academy. And you guys could play like shows together. And
those are homies.
I guess it would be like some kind of like fucking... sexual chocolate or something. everybody would come to you guys' shows or whatever. Maybe he YouTubed it and saw some videos. I don't know what the fuck, but Mike was kind of like on it then. And
now where is he? He's gone, right?
Yeah, kicked him out of the
He's
band.
Gone, but not forgotten.
I still love Mike. Mike thinks I'm mad at him all the time, but it's just like I expect a lot from that guy.
Yeah.
Like I've known him for like fucking over 5 years already. And like...
But you guys are still friends,
Mike,
then, right?
If you're out there listening, suck my cock. He knows what that means. He knows that that means I love you.
That's exactly what it means. That sound effect.
Exactly what it means. That just.
I'm trying to figure out where the fuck that noise is coming from, man.
It's Gabriel's butt because it's loose.
You gotta wipe that shit. You got some anal leakage going on.
He has herpes of the butt.
Hey, so that was that? Is the Dharma Bums your first band?
Or did you play in any other bands? No, what about you guys?
It's everyone else's first band. Like Joe, I don't know. He was coupling some other shit, I'm sure.
No, Ponce and
oh, and Ponce was in other bands. And
our current drummer and Brian Ponce are our second lead guitarist or first lead guitarist, whatever. I guess I play more lead than he does. So,
but yeah, these people came from other bands.
They were in a band called Suicide Symphony. And they were like a hardcore high school band, and they were fucking pretty amazing. They're like all the players.
Like a hardcore high school band, like getting good grades and studying and stuff, or what? That's what they're talking about?
Yeah, you know what? Yes and no.
Saying their prayers.
Because Ponce is kind of a nerd like that, so I don't know how his grades were. His GPA was at least above a 3.0, I'm pretty sure.
He's a great guitar player, man.
Dude, he's fucking amazing. Like nobody knows though, because he's so modest that he won't play in front of anybody.
He's like the king of hardcore high school music.
Honestly, dude, there's a video of Suicide Symphony, and if you look it up on YouTube, it's like them.
Pretty awesome.
I guess they were all in high school, and it was like Ponce, his cousin, Jesse, and some singer, and they're like seriously like playing some crazy hardcore music. And
so Gabriel and Brian were in that. No,
we were somewhere.
They were
else.
On the wrestling team together with Mike.
Nah.
No, look at these are all buff.
Well, you know.
Did you guys go to school together or something?
We all went to the same school.
We all went to the same high school. Yeah,
I don't know them from high school because I was like way older than them.
You old fuck. Yeah,
fuck you.
Well, we're all from the different generations.
So what, Joe? You're telling the end of Y. We're like the end of X. So what's the other one after that?
What do you mean, Patrick?
Z, Y, Z, Y?
When they make those, when they say, like, generation is this.
We're generation X, so
we're
what?
The tail end of that.
Yeah.
There's, like, the cutoff is, like,
we're the computer babies, man.
Yeah, I don't know. What is it?
Honestly, look, I think this is what we are. We're not generation X. We're after generation X. And we grew up with fucking, what was that, Math Blaster? And Super Math Blaster.
Well, I had that too, man.
That shit on the Macintosh.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
We grew up with that shit. Those and we had to have like mandatory computer science classes before we fucking, you know, it's like when I was in high school, like the big shit was AOL. And like that would.
And Prodigy. Remember Prodigy?
All that shit. And Napster. Yeah, and Napster. When Sean Parker was fucking, I guess he was still fucking underage girls then. But whatever, you know. Sean Parker ruined the music industry, you know. But
yeah,
we're the computer babies. That's what we are. Like we grew up with computers. It's like It's like look at our fucking cell phones, man. We could do shit that we couldn't do like 20 years ago with fucking the most like sophisticated equipment. You know, it's like you could download an app for fucking SoundCloud and look up all your friends' bands like instantly. You couldn't do that back then.
That's why I'm so depressed.
What a nerd, man. We had an Atari back then. When we were back in the day, we had Atari 2600.
Atari's boring,
the king of combat and Space Invaders and Keystone Capers.
I love Atari for the cheese factor, but you can't, like honestly, I love Nintendo, but my friends can't play Nintendo for more than like 5 minutes without getting bored.
Unless it's Galaga. Unless it's Galaga.
Unless it's Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Unless it's a game that you like, but...
You guys play first person shooters and you don't get nauseous?
No way, man.
Oh, no, that's this guy's specialty.
You guys don't get nauseous playing those?
He likes to kill people with a knife.
I like side scrollers. That's all I can play because I can't play those.
I play all the NES games and all that.
It's just showing my age.
These guys don't like to watch me play though. They're like, turn that shit off and put some music on.
No, it's not like when we're trying to practice and stuff and then all of a sudden the Nintendo turned on. It's like, what the fuck happened?
Don't act like you don't like playing Bomberman.
Hey, Bomberman is a very awesome game.
It is an awesome game.
Hey, Vince, I want to ask you a question.
All right.
Yeah, like, you know, you're talking about all the generations.
Yeah.
He wants to ask you if you'll go out with him.
See if I can handle this question.
Shut the fuck up, Joe. All right. So, you know, you're saying about, like, our generations and shit.
Yeah.
I wonder what the new generation is. Like, I saw the most weirdest shit the other day. I was getting out of work and I was driving home. And as I'm driving down the street in the middle of the night, some fucking kid is shuffling out in the middle of the street. Like right there in the middle, like under the street lamp. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Like shuffling his feet?
Like raver status.
That's called being on crack.
And it's like a kid. I know it's a kid because I've seen him before.
The new generation is the dance generation.
That's called a kid.
Synchronized.
No, they're all about the ballroom dancing.
Honestly, this is what the new generation is.
All right, but let me finish. I think the funniest thing was that, like, as soon as I got closer to this kid, he vanished in the darkness. Where'd he go? That's scaring me. It's like, before it was gangsters, now it's these little kids. Like, what the fuck?
Did you have, like, jazz hands?
Well, you know what?
All I saw was the alley.
Back and forth, just boom.
You got
like, all the new street gangs would be like West Side Stories, and be like the Sharks and the Jets, man. It's be like,
some would be for High School Musicals. Some are going to be for Glee, like different sex.
No, man.
Murder will be involved.
You know
what? New generation, though, Gabriel. What is it?
You know what? I think the new.
I don't know. That's my question for Vince.
Well, let me answer it. The new generation, I think, is like the wah generation, man. It's like, wah, Facebook is changing too much and I hate it. Oh, my God. I can't believe they're going to make us use the real names. How come you took me off your friend list and you blocked me? I can't look at your wall and look at your pictures and see what you're going to fucking eat for lunch and how many times a day you jack off and all this stuff, you know?
But isn't that every generation?
I don't know.
You know what? I'm Mexican. I can't vote.
You know what? It's gone. I think for my own opinion, I think it's gone from just like verbal, like talking about what's been going on with each other, just like straight through email. So it's
texting too.
Yeah, it's much faster and more.
It's a fucking.
It's an evolution of communication.
Across. Yeah, it's not really an evolution of communication. It makes it.
Bro.
It makes it easier to pass on messages and stuff, but like it really takes a lot of the human aspect of communicating. Like, you know, you can be texting somebody, and if they don't hear the inflection of your voice and how you're coming across,
that Bob Dylan song?
Then they're going to fucking think you're a dick or something. You know what I mean?
It's kind of hard to come off sarcastic in over a text.
SMH, LOL, OMG.
In general, it takes away that personal kind of like vibe you give off of each other, you know, when you're talking to a person.
I also hear that the kids are having a lot more sex these days.
Well, that's good.
I think it's
because they watch a lot of porn.
Well, I think, you know, the texting helps because if you had to like talk face to face, like
shit.
Dude, you'd have a track record like mine. Yeah. It's like, wow. I count them all in like one hand.
But with text, it's like so impersonal. Like you could be like, I want to lick your ass.
Like,
and then you don't have to look somebody in the eye while you're telling them.
Let me think.
Then a girl says, either I don't want you to lick my ass, or I do want you to lick my ass.
I think that the point is you guys are taking things for granted, because when I was in prison, all we had was notes, you know? You just write something.
And you have mirrors.
That's true, like, man.
Yeah.
Real.
And they were hard to get, too. It's like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I forgot.
That's rough, man.
I forgot what it's like to be.
What the fuck are we complaining about?
I know, right? No,
you guys have your ways.
That's not me dead in my tracks.
You guys could fish for
to
the
be optimistic. To be optimistic, I really believe that this generation. I have hope for the next generation, and my hope is that, you know, like, yeah, you have like the little, you know, the little kids and the teenagers and the high school kids like fucking complaining about shit and whatever, and some people never grow up, so they feel like they're still in high school. Whatever.
But it's not just kids, man. It's everybody. It's fucking adults and teenagers.
Yeah.
Everyone's buying into this whole technology shit.
But we have this wave of information that you cannot stop, and everybody is way informed.
Mm-hmm.
And
see, that's what's cool about it. Like you know instantly what's going on instead of like waiting to see it on the news. Which is fucking, it's always been fucking complete bullshit, right? Regular network news is fucking crap.
And, you know, the government.
But, you know, you wouldn't have to, you didn't have to wait for the newspaper, you know. But it's also putting a lot of stuff out of business, too, you know. Like, the newspapers are going under.
Yeah, man.
It's becoming a paperless world, man. We got to stop chopping down these fucking trees.
Dying art, man.
It's like.
I hear there's an app on the iPhone for toilet paper.
That's true.
Awesome. Wipe your ass with your phone. I would love to do that. That'd be awesome if like a laser could shoot up my ass and just clean the shit out of it. And way better
give
than
it 2 years, Joe. It'll be there.
I got one. I'll lend it to you.
Maybe.
It's a laser ass cleaner.
We gotta try. Okay. To turn Joe's
my point. Wait. My point was the next generation is informed. Period.
I don't know how informed though, man. You know, it's you would like to think so, but
the best information comes through art. Right? And it's like you have all these artists who are on fucking YouTube. Amen, all over Wikipedia and all over all this shit, and you have what they believe in. And it's like you have like like Jimi Hendrix and all the shit that he did when he played the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock. And the kids read about that, and I know little high school kids on my fucking Facebook that are on that are
like, you got high school kids on your Facebook? You fucking perv.
I have sex with high school kids, man.
Hey, get on cam Holy and shit. Take your pants down.
The cops are listening to that. Damn it.
Ew.
Damn it.
It's nasty.
Most
man.
Of them are boys. Yeah. No, but I mean, you know, like the, you know, you don't get real information from a fucking history book. You get it from an artist, you know, and like you listen to Pete Seeger, and what is Pete Seeger talking about? It's like, fuck, dude, like almost every one of his songs was like a fucking protest song or like some had some kind of social like message or whatever, and that's where, you know, the arts are where you get your real information. And that's
what's your favorite Pete Seeger song?
The arts.
Well, Lady Gugu, she has a lot of things to say, right?
Yeah, she says rah rah and la la la.
She's
and
kind of
all
a distraction. She's more of a distraction, but she is kind of artistic, I guess. Whatever. I mean, she likes to wear bubbles.
Joe likes bubbles.
That's artistic, nice. Right?
Yes.
Hey, if you got bubbles, you're selling millions. All right.
Well, cool, man. Hey, you're going to play a song for us right now, or what's going on? Is that what you're gonna do?
Yeah. Am I gonna? All
right. We're getting
sure, Mike.
We're getting Japan on the line right now.
that's my guitar, dude. This is
hell yeah. Okay. I've been wanting to talk to Japan.
I'm so low budget that I can't afford a new guitar right now. I'm kind of like in between jobs for the last 10 years or so. I've been seeing how long I could go without joining the reality of the world. I guess is what everybody's telling me.
Between guitars,
a lot of fun, Joe.
Sponsorships
you're missing
right now.
Out.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Everybody's all stressed out and shit, and they want me to join their misery loves company or something.
Yeah, sure does. That's why we're all here.
But whatever. This is a song we just wrote.
It'd be boring being miserable without you guys.
Right?
Nah, it'd be too nice.
Lovely company. Anyway, so yeah, man, we're going to hear some Dharma Bums going on right now, right? So
this is called Fire in the Sky. Shake my hand. No games, play his chicks again. Move I know about doing all you can. Baby Jesus was bastard son of an alien. Down to free us from our sin. Died on a piece of wood, reanimated. Waited for the mothership to come in. Shake my hand. Love games, playing his tricks again. Move I know about doing all he can. Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Cool, dude. Thanks for that, man.
I fell asleep.
Dharma bums, man. Hey, so, you know, we're going to play a couple more songs, and when we get back, we are going to play a game of Russian roulette. All right, man. Ready. You guys ready?
Ready.
Oh, yeah. All right, man.
Hello?
Hello, I'd like to speak to the man, please.
Huh?
I'd like to speak to manager.
Who's here?
This is boy.
Okay, this moment.
Okay.
Hello, Matthew?
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck your grandmother. Fuck your family. Fuck you.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
Stole my heart. Now
this is Dino Stamatopoulos. Please call into the More Music Radio Pod at 1-800-893-9562. More Music Radio Pod. You could edit that, right?
Yeah, cool. Thanks, man.
But keep the "you could edit that" right.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod, and we're about to play a game that is, it's kind of an old game. It's been around for a few years. There's an element of danger to it. It's called Russian Roulette, and the way you play that is you take a revolver, a pistol, and you spin the chamber, and not every chamber has a bullet in it. Sometimes it's just played with one bullet in the chamber, but... And these guns, they're 8 shots, and so there's going to be 4 shots taken out and 4 shots that are there, so it's going to be a 50-50 chance of survival. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to, I guess, just play with the people that are just directly ahead of us. And so, yeah, that's how we're going to do it. And I guess whoever wins that round, then we're just going to go like a three-way kind of thing and just... use one barrel.
And you want to have
we're
going to
do a three-way. No. Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
I'm yeah. down for that.
You're
man.
Down for it. You're going to be down for it.
You know
your pants are going to be down for
I'm
it.
I'll
tell you
right
that
now.
Much. I'm going to give you a buckwheat. Yeah.
You're not going to be fucking Merlot.
The loser goes to heaven.
Hey, but you know what? If the Dharma bums win, you guys owe us a Subway sandwich.
Yeah, no, actually, that you hear what you do is you.
What are we playing for? Wait, what are we playing for?
Our lives, you're playing for your lives. But, we're gonna see out of the six of us who survives.
But if you know, if the loser, you know, he
I'm black,
die,
so I'm the first one to
may,
go.
He may like go onto another plane of enlightenment.
You're fucking Armenian.
Death is like could be who knows really, but maybe like somebody will say.
All right, I don't want to get too philosophical about it because there's no philosophy to Russian roulette. It's just spin the shit, and we're gonna fucking see who dies. All right, so come on, guys, let's start the game.
And I think it has the most important philosophy.
Yes, tonight on the More Music Radio Pod, 6 people will compete to see who stays alive. In a game of
life
who
or
wants
death.
To survive Russian roulette? All right.
Not me.
Yeah. All right, man.
Who wants to be a brainier?
Who did that?
Wait, what?
What's the name of that guy that did the pee-aw and he ruined his fucking campaign?
All right, why don't we start it first? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
You're gonna go first?
Brave man.
That was Howie Dean.
The
all right,
first
then.
Guy that goes first isn't.
That's my brother.
You wanna go first? Or okay, so it's gonna be me and you, all right? So let's flip a coin to see who goes first, all right? You call it. Heads or tails? I got a coin right here.
Tails.
Heads, all right. So that means that.
You go first.
I go first. All right, cool.
Oh, that means you choose.
That means I choose.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
No, but didn't you say that whoever wins a coin goes first?
No, I can just change the rules whenever I want.
Oh, okay. That's
what's cool about having your own show. You can just make up your own rules.
Oh,
and
so it's a Republican
face, right?
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, cool.
All right, so here we go, man. We are going to... You know what? I'm going to go on ahead and go first, all right? I might take myself out.
Well,
all right. Well, we just got to work a little bit on the sound effects and stuff. So let's.
The sound effects are really long. So it's,
yeah, I know they're meant.
It's kind of weird.
They're meant to be long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like that's why there's like chatting and stuff.
Oh,
and then
okay.
when we're getting,
so I'll just leave those play.
When we get ready to start the
to start the
round, hit that build up. Hit the build up thing, man. We're gonna build it up right now. All right. So now I have a gun right here, and there's
fucking
4 shots in here. And
be a millionaire.
I'm going to spin the chamber
Are you guys watching? Okay, so that way everybody at home knows that I'm spinning the chamber.
I'm watching.
All right, so it's spun. I don't know what...
You look like an expert when you do that.
All right, cool.
Yeah. I like the way you do that.
Okay, now...
I wanted to be Drew Carey right there. You want to say hi to anybody in your family?
Hold on a second. Everybody relax. Everybody relax, man. Hey.
We could die at any moment.
I'll throw your ass right out of here. All right, man. So it's kind of tension right now. So
hey, bets.
Here we go. All right, damn. I got the gun to my head.
Oh shit!
And
oh,
I'm gonna pull the trigger. Oh! Yeah. Ooh. All right, dude.
That lowered
so
that
next round.
Intense. That shit's intense.
So then you hit the next round. Sound effect thing. We'll get better. Yeah, I survived, man. Ooh. All right, man. All right, man. We're building up to the next person, the next contestant on Who Wants to Be a Russian Roulette Survivor.
893-5962.
On Russian Roulette Survivor. Okay, here we go. There you go, man. It's building up, I think. Isn't it building up right now, Jeremy?
I think he should spin the chamber just to make it fair.
Got the build up?
Yeah. All right, man. So, you know what? You got to spin that chamber, man.
All right.
So, open it up.
Yeah. Bets can be placed at the donation site on skidrow.la.
Yeah, man.
Haven't you ever worked a revolver before, man? No. You don't want to fire that gun.
Oh, man. I'm so scared.
Just spin it with your fingers. You don't got to open it, man. Spin it with your fingers. I trust you.
There you go. All right.
All right.
Oh,
cool.
Shit.
Now, this is a very tense moment because you're about to place the gun up to your temple.
Okay.
What are you thinking right now, man?
Well, you know
what?
You
nervous?
I was kind of wishing I was finished my last cigarette, but you know, if this is the time, then this is the time.
All right, this is the time. All right, man. Pull that trigger.
The hammer's cocked back, right to my head. I'm ready to go.
Go for it.
Would you like to call for a lifeline?
You know what? I'm just gonna take this on my own. So
go for it, man.
See what happens. So
I say pull it.
Here it goes.
Oh, no. You don't cock that. You don't cock it. You just pull the trigger.
Shit.
So we're going to have to do it again. Another very tense one.
No problem.
Double jeopardy.
We have more intense music.
No problem.
Intenser music.
And?
Guns right to my head.
Pull that trigger.
Ready to go?
Does he get another spin?
Vaya con Dios, homie. Yeah.
He was a nice guy, man. All right, I win this round, and I'm alive. I'm sorry you're dead, man.
We didn't really
come up later.
How's it feel to blow your brains out?
Well, you know what? I thought it was going to be, like, a little bit more exciting, but you know what?
Okay, so we didn't think this out.
We had a better prize, but nobody wanted it.
Turns out we didn't bring a mop. This is kind of a mess.
I'm not dead,
I can't understand anything you're saying out of that thing, man. All right, so now it is between Joe and Dan. Who wants to call it?
The coin toss.
Hell yeah.
All right, Dan, you call it.
All right.
There's one of the two, man. There's only two options. Just choose one.
I'm
option
the
on the coin.
Tails.
And it is heads.
Yeah.
Joe, you choose who goes first. So Joe goes first. All right. So here's a new revolver. Now these revolvers have four shots in and four shots out. Whoa, we're going all over the place with these sound effects,
this
man.
This is in dedication for the new release, 50-50.
It's all right. I didn't expect it to be, like, perfect. That's cool, but I'm just...
It's all right, though, because it makes it that much more exciting.
Right. Okay, so he spun the revolver. It's a very tense moment right now.
So this may or...
You're playing, like, three sound effects at the same time. Are you doing? Okay. Very tense. Very tense moment.
Dude, that's triple.
Pull that trigger. Oh! All right.
Cool. We get to hear one more Dharma Bone song.
No, you have to play next round. That's like the happy music for when he lives. Yeah! All right! Joe lives, man. All right, so now it's up to Dan. We're building up to Dan now. All right, here. Hold on. Let me help you out, Dan.
pull this thing out. Comes out right. Oh, oh shoot! No. Oh. Don't let him pop. All right, cool. Oh. Don't let the bullets pop.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Where did the thing go?
That's faulty.
Okay.
I want to recall.
That's faulty.
Yeah,
right there.
We're going to need a little bit of buildup going on right here. We are fixing the revolver. It broke. It's Chinese.
You always got to buy American guns.
All right, Dan. It's a very tense moment now because you are putting the gun up to your head.
What happened?
It's already spun, man. Let's
don't
just,
cock it.
Just get through this shit.
Ford Fairlane.
All right. Here we go.
Any last words?
What are you thinking, man? Are you scared?
What do you want on your tombstone?
Spaghetti.
I feel
meatballs.
Bad because
pepperoni.
What do you want to be buried
The thing is, when you die, you shit your pants, and I'm sitting in Jeremy's chair.
Uh huh.
So sorry, Jeremy.
I'm sorry.
We'll just bury the chair with you. All right.
No.
Oh. Oh.
And that's why I whispered.
No, that's the happy. That's the happy music. Dan just blew his brains out right now. So,
well, no, it happened for the Dharma Bomb.
Hold on a second, man. You need to play the ah sound effect.
Dan, no. Where are we going to find another Dan?
Don't use that. I can't understand what you're saying.
How do you not understand the voice of God? Dan, welcome to
I never could.
I hope you enjoy it. Have a good time. I love you.
I would also like fries.
The voice of God.
All right, so far, me and Joe are alive right now. We're still alive. And so now it's between Patrick and Brian.
The other Brian.
Oh, the other man. Brian.
I have a feeling Gabriel's going to start talking.
Gabriel, sorry, man.
Oh, don't trip. It happens all the time.
I got a couple beers in my system right now.
Hey, you know what? It's that wild.
And I'm also kind of just like... in like elated that I'm still alive right now.
Yeah.
I just saw two guys blow their brains out.
Yeah.
Me and Joe are still alive.
Or shit up, man.
And one of you guys right now are gonna leave it up to fate.
That's right. Papa Gator needs his gat.
All right, cool, gat. Man. All right.
Papa, what?
Oh shit! This fucking gun is pretty fucking crazy.
Did you get that from a pawn shop or something?
I act like I never played Russian roulette before. But, all right, man.
I've played Russian roulette.
Everybody, look, this barrel is being spun.
But never Russian roulette.
The revolver. The revolver is ready. And now this is a very. Okay, so now we gotta flip a coin. We gotta flip a coin. We gotta flip a coin.
You gotta go Harvey Dent on this, man.
Patrick, you call it.
Okay, heads. My favorite.
Tails! All right. So, Gabriel, you choose who's gonna go first.
Are you Patrick?
Okay.
All right, then. So he chooses Patrick to go first.
Oh, shit.
The barrel has been spun. This is a very tense moment.
Hey, this is nothing personal.
I just want to let everybody know that's something I've been looking forward to my whole life.
All right.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
You want to be there, right?
Yeah, I'm ready to see God. I've been ready.
Are you ready to come to now?
I'm ready to be one with everything.
All right.
This is what Charles Manson called coming to now.
I'm trying best not to be a ghost. I don't want to haunt the high school that I work at as custodian and be really depressing. So
hey, all right,
Patrick. Wow. Patrick,
so
every time
now,
kid takes a shit.
Hey, Patrick, put the gun up to your temple.
Hey, dog. Okay,
the
hey.
Gun's at my temple.
No hard feelings, right? Just
and
because I gave you the gun. Like,
no,
it's all good.
All right, I like it. I like cool. it. I feel nice.
Okay. Everybody, listen to the game show host, please. Or I'll kick everybody out of here.
My fingers.
And nobody wins.
Starting to squeeze a trigger now.
Okay.
Starting to squeeze the trigger.
Pull that trigger. Oh! All right. Patrick lives. All right.
Loser.
You're alive, man.
You can't
you are
do
alive.
Nothing right.
You are alive. Yeah. All right. I'm glad you're still here, man, because we got a show with Voodoo Glow Skulls on October 22nd at Alex's Bar. Man. And we're probably going to have to, since Dan's dead, we might have to do a weekend at Bernie's or something with Dan playing drums. So,
or
all right,
two,
man.
Voodoo and this man.
All right,
thing.
Gabriel.
All right, then I'm spinning the chamber.
We're going to spin the chamber.
Gabriel.
All right,
Gabriel,
spin that
Steve.
Chamber.
Wheel
you scared
mind.
Right now, man? You scared?
Am I scared?
Yeah.
Nah, man. I got to be down for my
There's
shit.
There's only one thing that Gabriel man. Is afraid
hey.
Of.
Hey, you know what, dog? You got a lot of heart, you see?
Thanks, homie.
All right,
That's
homies.
Right, eh?
If you're not down for your shit, don't wear the clothes, you see?
All right, so this is a very tense moment. You're going to put the gun up to your temple, and when I say pull that trigger, pull the trigger. Ready? Pull that trigger.
Oh! Tiebreaker.
Okay, so now when this happens, We're going to have to use the same gun. Take it back to Patrick, and he's going to have to spin the revolver and play Who Wants to Survive.
Is this sudden death?
Russian roulette.
Sudden death.
Come on, give me what I want.
Did you spin it? Did you spin the thing?
Hey, Patrick, how does it feel being the wild card?
I'm going to help Patrick. With the revolver.
Nice, I like it.
He's not really familiar. He's not familiar with firearms right now.
Hey, Patrick, that means people like us, we live more on the edge.
Yeah.
We're on a whole other level.
This is the only game show where the contestants do not listen to the game show host and they have a conversation.
I want
to
go.
I am no Alex Trebek, I'll tell you that much. All right. Spin that revolver chamber, Patrick. All right.
I'm spinning it. It.
And it is closed. All right, so now we're coming to a very tense moment. So now you're going to put the gun up to your temple, and when I say pull that trigger,
it's at my temple.
You go on ahead and do it now. Ready?
Right.
Pull that trigger.
I'm squeezing it. Squeezing it slow. I want to savor this.
Oh! No! Oh! You can't be dead and be the voice of God.
I'm not dead. I hear that shit.
I thought, hey Patrick, I thought when you died that there would be no more voice of God, because that thing is getting on my nerves, man.
Hey, you know what? I thought when you heard the voice of God, your head explodes.
That's true.
Yeah, and then you shit your pants. All right, so now the only ones that are alive are myself and Joe and Gabriel.
Yeah.
And so now we're just going to do... Now this is when we're going to do a three-way. We're going to do a three-way.
All right.
And we're gonna just use the same gun.
Are you the meat? You're the meat.
All right. Yeah, I guess, since I'm the fattest, I guess. You know, the meatiest, I guess. Gabriel, that's what you guys are trying to say.
We're the buns.
It's not very nice to say.
No.
That would be the second time in the...
You're the buns. We're the meat.
The second time in as many weeks that I've been...
This is Joe's way of coming out of the closet.
This is the second time in as many weeks as I've been called a fat ass over here at Skid Row Studios.
Whoa.
Hey, but we'll love you for it anyway.
All right, man. So this is going to be fun, man. So we're going to do the next round. Yeah.
Right.
Russian roulette.
All right. Where's Regis?
I'm going to speed it up, and I'm going to go first. I just spun the barrel.
Do it. Just do it. I'm tired, guys. I'm tired of the
come on, dissipation. Subway.
At this point, I don't care what happens, man.
I'll see you in hell, bro.
Either way, it's going to be fun, man.
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
You won't feel a thing.
So here I go. I'm going to pull that trigger. Oh! All right, so now I'm going to spin. Oh, you know what? You can spin this. Spin the trigger, man. All right. I don't think I'm going to be hired as a game show host anytime soon, but we'll get better. All right, hold on. Hold it. Hold on. No, not you.
What's it going to go?
Okay, hold on. So now you have the gun up to your temple. You spun the chamber. And so when I say pull that trigger... Pull that trigger, Joe.
Everybody clench.
Are you ready to pull that trigger?
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah!
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh!
Woo!
Ah!
The voice of God welcomes you.
Oh, God.
Have a good time with the rest of us who are not dead. Joe, that is a lie. You are a piece of shit and you are in hell. And I shall be raping you to all eternity.
I don't know what's going on right now. All right. Very good. All right, guys. So now...
I heard that.
You're schnidious.
Now it's between myself and... Where's the music at? Next round. Now? All right. So now it's between myself and Gabriel. We're the only ones alive right now.
You know, events.
Yo.
And you know, fate brought us together, bro.
Yeah, man.
This was meant to happen.
I'm going to give you the option, man. I'm going to give you the option. Do you want to flip a coin
to see who goes first?
I'll flip it.
Nah, fuck that. How about we go paper, rock, scissors?
Paper, rock, scissors. All right, ready? Nah. Sudden death. Ready?
All right, go.
One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. I struck scissors, and so, all right.
Scissors over paper.
You know what? I'm just going to... I think I want to get this game over with, so I'm just going to put the gun... All right, I'm feeling very tense right now. I'm going to...
Paper.
Hold on a second, Joe. I'm going to put... Because...
Yeah, Joe, you're dead.
Hold on, Joe. Because I am now putting the gun up to my head.
I agree with that sound effect.
Vince.
And I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm dead. I'm dead. All right, man. Well, cool. All right. So it's... Thanks,
Gabriel
man.
Survived.
I appreciate it, God.
Gabriel survived.
So where's the happy music at? Somebody won the game. Gabriel won the game. Gabriel. Congratulations. You are the... Guy left standing.
Of course, the Jewish guy.
Oh my God! What
I'm
a
not
mess.
Jewish. I'm Brazilian.
All right.
So
my bad.
You're
my
the winner,
bad.
Man. That's the end of the game.
He thought it was Jewish Brazilian. Whatever.
I want to thank the Dharma Bums for playing the Mormons against playing us in a Russian roulette. You guys are really good. Most of us are. Well, all of us are dead except for Gabriel.
I'll spread the word,
and,
man.
That was fun,
party, bro.
That was fun, man. Wouldn't be the first time I put a gun up to my head.
That was intense.
Or the last.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a break, and we're going to play a couple more songs, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod.
I'm alive! Hi. This is Jim Schrader. You are listening to the More Music Radio Program on skinbro.la.
Well, hello, this is Rick Dees, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. They're going all the way to number one.
Oh, God. Oh, God. We're back. Oh, God. Nobody put that fucking fire out. Okay, we're fine. Everything's fine. Oh. Nothing's fucked.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're here with the Dharma Bums, and we're going to hear another Dharma Bomb. Dharma Bombs. We're going to hear another Dharma Bomb song.
And we're all here. Back from the dead, too.
It's Skid Row Studios.
So.
Yeah. I'm talking with the Pauses, the game show host Pauses right now.
So just in case anybody wants to know how to recover from a bullet wound to the head, it's apply pressure. And keep your blood, you know, your heart rate.
Push
low.
The brains back inside.
Yeah, push the brains back inside. Mm-hmm. Apply
drink
pressure.
Put ice.
If you're invented, try to steady the breathing, and then don't
keep the neck straight too while you're at it.
Also, don't use real bullets.
Right.
Well, lots of whiskey also.
Right.
Your soul has to fight its way out of hell. Turn back to the body.
All right. So cool, man. We're gonna hear another song, another Dharma Bum song. Here on the More Music Radio Pod. Go for it, man.
Live from hell.
What do you guys want to hear?
I don't know, man.
Do I hear some metal?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
We want to hear that going down to the country song.
We played that on the
again.
That was one of the songs, though.
I like that song because it says, like, you don't have a lot of time, but it takes, like, 10 minutes for that song to finish.
Let's see. I'll play another song. I'll play...
What's one of your favorites? Like that was a new song that you did last, right? Do another new one if you have another one, or whatever you want to play, play it.
Fuck.
Is there something you'd rather talk about since you're not prepared on the More Music Radio Pod to play a song?
Yeah. So unprofessional.
I think something about nipple time.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Shut
Let's
the fuck up.
And me.
Ah.
Come on, man. Let's talk about all the good things.
All the bad things.
Dharma Bums. Skid Row. LA.
Yeah.
man. Good job, dude. That was nice.
That was a Dharma bum.
Yeah, how'd, nice. You get, how'd you get so soulful, Joe?
Yeah, I was looking right into your eyes when you were singing that, too.
You sound like a very old black man.
Yeah.
You could be dead.
That's, like, no, it's funny that you mention that because, like, a few people have heard the music and they think I'm black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're close enough.
You're almost black.
Blind Joe Jimenez.
No, like, color-wise. If I stay long enough, I, you know, and I, if I get a perm.
You almost look East Indian.
That's what
I said.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. No, bitch, you said Pakistani.
I said Armenian, dick.
Oh, I don't know, whatever.
You know any system of a down?
I'm fucking culturally fucking retarded, so I don't know who's from where.
Cultures don't matter.
It's just like there's like three or four colors. There's like black, white, and Asian.
Yeah, and then there's ham color too. Joe the Car Wash is ham color.
But there's different colors of ham, though, because, like, there's, like, are we talking about red? We're talking about red, huh?
Yeah.
DJ Cholo Car Wash in the house.
Yeah, we got DJ Cholo Car Wash in the house. Well,
he is wearing high heels at the moment.
I got to give props to DJ Cholo Car Wash because I've heard him spin some fucking crazy shit that it's, like, it sounds extra, extra familiar and, like, just, like, something that, like, you've been listening to for, like, a million years, but it's completely new, and I went up to Red and I was like, damn, dude, like that. I went up to him one show, like a couple years ago, and I was like, hey, dude, you like spun some shit that was like, I had never heard it before, but it sounds like a hit, and he's like, yeah, that's the point, to play shit that people have never heard that sounds like a hit.
Yeah, and that night it was the first night you guys started dating too, which was cute.
Yeah, Red has a big cock.
You guys share a cat, don't you?
No, I don't know.
No, we both just love kitties.
Yeah, well, you know, you have stuff in common, so it happens.
Yeah.
So Red, did you hear about that thing in the news or about the overstock of at the bank? Of
what the fuck? Wait a minute. Red is over.
Cholo Car Wash is walking around in high heels right
now. Yeah. That clicking sound, sorry.
We got to describe everything that's going on in the studio, and I don't know if Cholo Car Wash really, like, and maybe he's thinking about it now. Maybe he shouldn't have put on high heels and walk around.
Hey, I'm on a radio show. No one's going to know that I'm like wearing high heels because
you could just hear the click and clock. Here, let's listen to him.
Oh, dude, that's gross. It's like, his toes are hanging out of like the shoe.
I think you need a bigger size.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
You guys should see it, man. Too bad this isn't television.
So, I think I just figured out why they're like, there's no demand for the ginger sperm.
And you just
plopped
into the chair and I think you farted.
Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
There's about like a 0.0%.
The sperm banks don't want the ginger sperm no more.
Yeah. Sperm banks do not want...
It's low demand.
Because they have no soul.
Yeah, and they're disgusting.
But I just saw... Ginger wiggling his hips a little bit. I'm like, hey, come on.
Well, exactly. How many people are going to want their kids rolling around in high heels?
All right, everybody talk at once.
I'd be very sad if Red didn't exist. And I don't know if he's an adopted baby, but he was born naturally.
Red's a ginger.
That's sad.
I forgot about that. Never mind. I take it back.
Actually, my half-brother's a ginger, too.
He's my ham homie. He's my favorite ham-colored person.
If they're going to get rid of gingers, then they might as well get rid of albinos.
Man. No shit, huh?
Yeah.
Let's get rid of all of them.
Powder? Have you guys seen that movie, Powder?
Yeah, that was a fucking awesome movie. Like, it's a child molester.
Yeah.
Sean Patrick Flannery, director. I wanted to give him a hug.
He did the you know, the Creeper movies.
Did he?
Yes.
He did Boondock Saints.
I don't know all that shit.
No. He was a Victor Salva child molester. He did Powder before. It's a movie called, I think, was Funhouse, and he molested a kid that was the star of it. And Joe's he did House. Jeepers Creepers after that.
You're the biggest movie buff.
Oh, he
I know,
did
Patrick.
Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah.
Jeepers Creepers was that kind of a movie, to be honest.
I thought it was fucking awesome.
It was all right. It's cheesy. Like,
you do notice the fact that he kind of dispenses of the women very easily. It's not homophobic, but just the fact that he's like, I don't know. It's not bad. I just noticed that the first time I saw it. He does like terrible things to the men, though. Like he'll decapitate them and then like suck his tongue. There's a great like scene in prison, and it looks like a jail rape, but it's just Jeepers Creepers. It's the creeper killing somebody. But it's not that. That's good. I don't mind gay slashers and stuff like that. But Actually, child molesters are, they have their place. They exist. I don't know.
That's just kind of weird. Facebook profile.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Flashers well, have
do,
their place.
I do work for cool. a high school, so hopefully this will be edited out.
Someone pass Patrick.
You can say what you want about pedophiles, but at least they drive slow by schools.
What the fuck? Says the man with the heels.
Man's fucking red flashing me his boobies, and then everybody was like, "Shut the fuck up, Joe!" And I was like, "Red just flashed me his boobies." And nobody cared.
If you guys missed that last joke, you can read it tomorrow on Facebook. So,
see? Man.
Hey, man, we got time for another song, man. What you got going on in your head, man? You know?
Patrick hates covers, though.
No Johnny Cash.
He's going to hate me.
Anything but Johnny Cash is fine.
You guys got a new recording out, right? You guys recorded at the laundry room, or
we recorded with Yuli from laundry room, and I really hate that guy. That guy, he I don't know, like every day, he wasn't about recording or anything. All he was about was teenage girls. And he was like, hey, when are you guys going to play the high school again?
Joe's butthole.
And I was like, yeah, dude. He was like, especially about my butthole. Like, he was like, so, dude, I want to record some vocals today.
But you have
to kind of put your ass on the microphone. And I was like, dude, like, that's going to give me like chlamydia. Because
what are you talking about?
I'm going to infect myself. And I'm like,
huh?
Joe's sucio, that's why. Yeah. No, but on the real, Ulysses is a cool guy, and we recorded with him. And
actually,
he's a cool dude.
I love you.
No, you know what?
I love you, really.
We recorded with Yuli, and when we recorded with Mike, it was a little strenuous to record the drums. So, however, Yuli made that shit work really fucking good.
Yuli's the magic guy.
And it sounds great. There's a few songs that we have recorded with Mike that we're gonna use on the EP, and it sounds fucking incredible. It sounds great. And we recorded again with our new drummer, Stewie or Jesse, whatever you want to call him. And
how many people you have in the band?
Five.
All right.
We have
three. So we got three tonight.
Guitars, a bass, and a drum, and a singer who plays the guitar.
So, I mean, you guys are all Mexican, right? Am I wrong?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So who talks to the cops? Like, when
you know what? One time?
Hey, no, I do, and it's because I have the record.
I had a backup Joe when he wasn't at the house. Fucking cops came to his house because his fucking fantastic friends parked in the driveway.
No.
That's why we got Patrick.
I didn't want to leave the house. And somebody was like, "Hey Joe, let's go like park my car in HP because there's a parking curfew in Bell," which is complete bullshit because, you know, Bell is the most corrupt city known.
They are
in the U.S.
They've been in the news
nonstop,
kind of recently.
No, nonstop, and it's like
you should run for office, by the way.
It makes sense because Bell's pretty fucked up. So.
He's part of the whole corruption thing, isn't he? I mean, if you're a politician, you have to be part of the corruption thing.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, and I don't care if I get assassinated in Bell, because after this, everybody will know why I got assassinated. But we used to be friends with the Hernandez family. And the Hernandez family is, you know, Oscar Hernandez. He was the mayor of Bell for a while. And we were friends with the Hernandez family. So we played a quinceañera, you know, for his granddaughter? Granddaughter or niece, whatever. We played a quinceañera for their family.
And a quinceañera, for those who don't know.
What's a quinceañera?
That's like a sweet 16 for, but instead, Mexican families celebrate at 15.
That's a beaner version of a sweet 16.
It's like a party for when a Mexican girl becomes an old man.
I have to admit, it was pretty awesome. But the thing I gotta say, it was at the city. It was City. It was at the recreation center, you know, and it was, and they, I'm pretty sure they got it completely free. It was open bar. They like fucking dispensed alcohol and beer to like to no end, and it was just like amazing. It was one of the most amazing parties I've ever been at.
What is the, it was? They throw a good party, but they're corrupt. What was the story? I forget. I don't know.
But the story was, who talked to cops? Like, who
the story
cops
is, my dad owns two fucking houses over there.
What's about your dad? I don't know. It's
my dad's just a property owner, but that's he fine. Owns two properties, and they just so happen to both be in Bell. And my dad's getting fucking property taxes up the ass.
Okay, that's, I was trying to, I missed that part.
Yeah, my dad's getting raped with his fucking income and his property taxes. And it's like he's paying property taxes like he lives in fucking Beverly Hills or some shit.
Yeah, it's Bell.
And it's Bell.
It's Bell.
It's
right. Bell, they were stealing like, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars from taxpayers.
Not only that, but
in Bell.
But,
yeah, well, right, you know now, what? They were, I mean, the whole thing behind that, they were supposed to like build a whole brand new park, a whole brand new, you know, a whole brand new park
they
built a park, but they didn't put the good swings.
Pretty much. Yeah, they had
like the little shitty ones.
Yeah, they had the shitty ones.
I have to admit, they fixed some shit up, and they made shit look nice in their favor. But at the same time, what happened was they took out loans, and they didn't pay them back, and they like at the time that they were
it's getting the American
prosecuted,
way.
No, at the time they were getting prosecuted. What was happening is they were muscling out all of the private business owners in the area, and they were muscling out everybody. So
there's nothing good coming out of it. Gentrification, just
pretty much.
There's a lot of dirty shit going on, and one of the things was there's a burgeoning Armenian and kind of like Middle Eastern kind of, you know, like a you know, a community growing in the neighborhood. It's not just Latino and
Latino.
They wanted to whatever. They wanted to take
Jeez,
over.
Jeez, there's a lot of Latinos here.
They wanted to take over the city council, but you know, us Latinos, they were crowding the city council, and so they tried to dig up whatever dirt they could. And one thing that they tried to do was that they tried to say that Oscar Hernandez was a meth dealer. You know,
it was Oscar Hernandez.
The mayor of Bell.
I'm sorry. I just stay inside my house.
Anyway, enough of the politics, man. I want to hear a song. I want to hear a Dharma Bum song. So what you got going for us, man?
I have a couple of covers, or you guys can hear.
Hold on a second. I got a list of a couple songs here. Why don't you play? You feel like playing "Burrata Little Liquor"? What's that song?
That's I have to play it with the whole band.
We don't know the name.
I'll play a telephone song. How about that?
There you go. All right, everybody. Telephone song. Dharma Bums in studio. More music. Radio Pod.
Yesterday, now I'm making sure that you know that our little girl always on the telephone. Why do you still feel so alone if day and night always on the telephone? Why do you still feel so alone? Don't
to do your makeup on the road. I know it can be hard to wake up. God forbid you fall asleep on the road. Got a million miles to go. Oh, baby girl, before we get home, we've got a million miles to go. Yeah, honey, we've got work to do.
Take a break and play a couple more songs, and we'll be back to wrap up the More Music Radio Pod. Good job, man.
April, right? 281-1456. Hey. I lost tunas. Lost even a drive. What? Fuck the fuck you, motherfucker. Fuck you. Okay? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck your mom. Fuck your sister. Fuck your sister, too. Okay? Fuck your dad. Suck my dick. Suck my ass. Come on. Suck my ass. I kill you, motherfucker. I kill you.
I love it.
Suck my nose.
The More Music Radio Pod. Austin Royal Trump.
Ya, Ching Kasu Yaro Domo. You are listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Cuck. It's your birthday.
Oh, shit. Is it his birthday?
Yeah, it is.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Happy birthday, God damn it. And welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod, God damn it.
Happy birthday, Mr. Woodcock.
I love ladies, fucking Lightning Bill Woodcock.
Congratulations for that gentleman.
He came in here and
what?
He fucking.
You call the bill? No.
Oh, yeah. Sorry
Lightning,
about that.
God damn it.
That's right. I understand he does not appreciate that. Lightning Woodcock was in, and he fucking tore it up, man. And check it out. He fucking dropped a tab of acid on the More Music Radio Pod. I don't know if that's ever been done before. Have you ever heard of anybody dropping acid on a radio show?
No.
No? Oh, cool, huh? But that's cool, right? Someone drops a tab. Anyway, man, I love that, man. He's a fucking finger-fucking, pussy-licking son of a bitch, man. And happy birthday, motherfucker.
He did.
Happy birthday, Lightning Woodcock. Fuck, that guy's awesome, man.
Yeah, man.
I saw him play with Steel Panther, and I told myself...
At the House of Blues?
Yeah, I told myself I'd never go see Steel Panther. And then Lightning Woodcock was like, stick around, God damn it. And I was like, all right.
Oh, so you listened to him?
Yeah, you know what? Steel Panther, I thought I was going to hate him, but...
You liked him?
No, I liked them because they hate themselves.
Oh, okay.
They make fun of themselves a lot.
Was it like a cheesy type? I've heard of the name.
It was like a sitcom that makes fun of hair metal shit. And they had a guy that was like fucking looking at himself in a mirror with like pink rhinestones and shit. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Just the other night we were listening to a band do Twisted Sister cover and like we...
It
took a while to like figure out. Like, I can't tell if this is awesome or I hate this. Like, I don't know what the
Twisted
hell.
Twisted Sister's
like,
awesome, the,
but you know that song? It's like a screaming song. It's
come
like,
on, feel the noise.
Feel the noise.
Yeah.
This guy was all, come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock the boys. We get wild, wild, wild.
I think that's Sister Sledge.
I'm serious.
Well, you know what? At least he pronounced the words so you can understand.
He said every consonant.
It's like, come on.
That's the way to sing it to
the articulation.
Yeah, man. So cool, man.
Rock your boys.
Some good.
He sounded like Kermit.
Yeah. Were you there? Did you hear that guy singing?
No.
This was at practice. Joe also plays in the Mormons. So he was... you didn't make that practice.
He also used to play for the 76ers back in the day. He was all like, practice? Talking about practice?
That was back before
not even
English.
Not even a game, man. We're talking about practice.
I didn't know English back then. I said, practice? Como?
There's a lot of different kinds of bands at Bedrock Studios.
Heaven's calling us, sirs. Besides Gabriel.
I'm still alive.
It's time to go.
Yeah, you know what? And you know, I'm one of the dead ones, so... I mean, when I hear that music, it's time
to
go.
Listening. Well,
time to...
And actually, after the show, I'm actually flying off into another land. So I will be going. It was good knowing you guys. I'm glad that you guys came.
Hey, Dez, should I sign off on this band stripper pussy? Are they any good?
I guess we're not quite done yet.
They sound like animals on coke.
Sorry. Well, I jumped the gun there.
Anyway, man, hold on a second, everybody.
No, we're not done yet.
I want to thank the Dharma Bums for coming in and hanging out with us on the More Music Radio Pod, man. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Vince.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for giving your lives to this night.
Thank you guys for giving your lives and playing Russian Roulette on the More Music Radio Pod.
Anytime.
Maybe we can reanimate sometime and play again.
Well, Halloween's coming up. I'm sure you guys are coming back from the grave.
That's true.
Hi, Karen Centerfold.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Karen Centerfold, you know, she's been very busy. She said she was going to call in the last couple shows, and she didn't.
Hi, Brian Ponce.
She was
going to
call in tonight, but she didn't say it. But,
hey, what's up, Brian Ponce?
She didn't call up.
Yeah, oh, well.
You know? It sucks, man. You know, it's like...
A lot of people didn't call.
First, they come on the More Music Radio Pod, and then they get big, and then they don't fucking know you anymore. You know? And maybe that's a little bit of what's going on with Karen Centerfold. She has a documentary about her. There's a documentary, Tripping with Karen Centerfold. Sean Carnage did that. I don't know if you guys seen it. You guys should check it out on YouTube, man. There's a little teaser on there. It's like, there's a documentary on Karen Centerfold. Awesome.
We'll try to do
it. Is it her getting a sex change?
Kevin Centerfold? What are you talking about?
I know her real name, man. I don't know if I should give it out yet.
Probably not. You should save it.
Yeah, but well, you know what?
Real name is Gabriel Maldonado.
Hey, well, you know what? If you guys want to check us out, the Don Rosa will be at the Redwood November 19th.
All right.
So October 19th.
October 19th.
October 19th. All right.
Like,
so
322 West 2nd Street or something like
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah.
We're also going to be playing in East LA on October 8th. October 8th with Sketch Monster, Sassafras, and I forget the fucking name of the other band. But we're going to be playing East LA.
And then also...
I want to go. Can I go?
Hell yeah, you can go. Man. Invite all your dead homies.
Cool.
Yeah, but then also, like, it's going to be near Halloween.
But you gotta tell people you know me and stuff and tell them I'm a great guy.
I do that anyway.
I gotta start doing a little bit of PR.
This is at the same place where you guys played, and this guy got his foot caught in the fucking. I don't know. You got your foot caught in something.
I got my cock.
At what place?
At that one place where this guy was crowd surfing. No.
Well, you know if he got
that one place that one time. Remember that one show? The one time.
No.
That one time in the backyard, man. We played the one show.
Backyard, we played.
Yeah. Well, God is calling, man, so we're going to have to start wrapping it up.
Dan, it's Halloween. The Darnbones and Kamikaze and other bands are going to be playing at the Down and Out downtown.
Hey, all right, hold on a second. Yeah, there's some very important... Yeah, we had the same problem with you in the Mormons, Joe. You just keep talking, man. You don't listen.
He doesn't
man.
Shut the fuck up, right?
This whole time, man. Gabriel's trying to spit it out, man. He's trying to say, hey, we're playing.
I bring shit up like an hour later.
You gotta cut this motherfucker off. Like,
exactly.
I'm trying to cut him off right now. Like, that's right. It.
Exactly. Go. We know how to deal with this guy. Go for it, Gabriel.
Yeah.
All I wanted to say was, towards Halloween, I forget the actual date. My bad. Check Facebook. But we're gonna be playing in the Down and Out with the 29th of October.
All right.
Downtown LA at the Down and Out. Come check it out. So,
all right.
Should be fun.
There's also a band.
A lot of fun.
That's playing as Oingo Boingo. It's a surprise band.
And another band is the Misfits.
It rhymes with Schmab Schmitty.
All right.
And we'll play with that.
Hey, guys.
Sense,
but, thank you guys very much. Where can we find you on the internet, man, real quick?
What's up?
Where can we find you on the internet real quick?
Hey, Joe, do you know that?
Mocospace.gabrielsafag.
Just go on Facebook look up the Dharma Bones.
The only legit
right
site.
Now, thank you guys for coming down. Right now, we got to hand it over to Dan because he's going to tell you what's going on in L.A. this weekend. What's going on, Dan?
Well, we consulted with Dez, and she signed off on Stripper Pussy. They're going to be at the 5-Star Bar tomorrow night or tonight, depending on when you're listening.
Marsh.
It's Friday. That'll be the 30th of September. And then on Saturday, if you're in Eagle Rock, there'll be a music festival. There'll be a lot of douchebags. There'll probably be a lot of cool people, too.
So, yeah, you know, and it's all about
it's
art.
It's a give and take kind of relationship.
It's all about art, too. Hey. So bring your money. You know what I mean? Bring lots of that money.
Wait a minute. I just got a text from somebody that said, funny show, Joto. I have no idea.
Is that your dad?
Probably. I don't know. I told my mom and dad, listen. But this is from 323-578.
Oh, no. Don't give out any numbers, man. Don't get out. Don't give out any numbers, man.
But they're texting me anonymously. I don't know who it is.
You brought that on yourself.
That's 323. All right, fuck it. Say it real quick.
323-578-9383.
578-9383. Call this motherfucker and torture him. Call him all night. Call him at all hours of the night and tell him that the More Music Radio Pod says, what's up?
Thank you, Captain Obvious. He said, funny show, Joto.
Thank you, sir.
It's like, yeah, Captain Obvious over here.
Hey, Joe.
He probably meant it as a compliment because you are.
You might be interested in this because I want to tell.
Wait. It's Yuli.
Oh, God. All right. Well, maybe we could. Let's bleep that. Do not call this guy. Do not call Yuli. If I hear any of you motherfuckers call this guy and fucking torture him at all hours of the night, calling him at like 3:33 in the morning, trying to freak him out, if I find out who you are, I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna give you a good talking to because this guy's cool. Don't call him up and don't fuck with him. But anyway, hey, you know, before we go, man, we're running out of time, but I want to tell everybody that the Mormons are returning. We're gonna play a show with Voodoo Glow Skulls at Alex's Bar on October 22nd. I want everybody to check that out. Check us out on facebook.com/the Mormons.
They're horny.
Yeah, they're really horny, man.
They're turned on.
Yeah,
that means.
I mean, they got a lot of horns. I mean, I don't know what, like.
That's where it was coming from.
Cool. That's all I'm saying.
I found it. Hey, all right.
Yo, who I love?
Hey, you want to know something, motherfuckers? We just fucking out-talked a motherfucking jazz song.
It's all right.
It's fucking. There's no more song left. So now we're just gonna have to.
That's all right. Wait. Because you know that makes more room for.
This is the after talk. You know how like on Real Time with Bill Maher, all these other shows, they say, hey, if you want to hear the rest of the conversation, log on to fucking whatever.com and check it out.
This is Noriega. Naji Room. Go check that fool out. He'll produce the shit out of your shit.
Yeah, yeah, man.
You know what? I want to say one more time. Come check out the Dharma Bums. October 19th at the Redwood.
Hey, let's kill these mics, yeah?
Maybe we can go out with some fucking millionaire. Let's do the closing fucking millionaire song, man. It feels weird going out without some music. So let's try it again, man. Let's wrap it up. All right, guys. You know what? I want to thank everybody for coming down to the More Music Radio Pod.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Patrick.
It was really fun.
Thank you, everybody.
I want everybody to go see the Mormons at Alex's Bar with Voodoo Glow Skulls on Saturday, October 22nd. I want everybody to go see the Dharma Bums.
October 19th with Adam Bones.
All right. And
other at the Redwood. People.
October 29th.
On the 29th, we're playing with Kamikaze as the Misfits. Snap City is playing Oingo Boingo.
All at the Down and Out right here on Spring Street.
Yeah.
So, all right, everybody. Hey, you know what? And for people that are actually listening to the show, we wanted to give out a couple of 7 inches. So the first 5 people that email mormusicradiopod@gmail.com. There's no time limit. If somebody hears this in a week and that's the only person that emails, we'll send you a 7-inch. So thank you guys for listening to the More Music Radio Pod. And we'll be back next week with Olin. Olin is going to come in and fucking rock the place. They got some things going on that they're going to tell you about. So everybody, tune in next week, Thursday, www.skidrowla. Thanks, everybody. All right.
Good night.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah.